This is Jim Monahan with Professional Baseball Instruction, and welcome to the first in our series of conversations with figures in and around the game of baseball with PBI President and Founder Doug Cinella. Doug recently sat down and had a conversation with Philadelphia Phillies third base coach Sam Perlazzo as the Phillies get ready for the World Series. They talk about prepping for the series and Sam's career up to this point.
Jim Monahan, Doug Cinella here with Coach Sam Perlazzo from the Philadelphia Phillies. Sam, congratulations. Your team looks great rolling into the World Series. How do you feel about that?
Well, we're excited. I mean, it's been a long haul. We've had a lot of ups and downs, but these guys have been amazing with the way they come back and respond under pressure. And just when you think you can count them out, they're in. And, you know, it's been a long time since I've been back in this thing. It's really been great. We're kind of sitting around to see who we're going to play. I've never been in that situation before either. I've always been scratching and clawing, but we got to work out here in the next couple of days and try to stay sharp and do the best we can against a formidable opponent.
Now, do you guys believe that you're more prepared for either the Angels or the Yankees? I mean, who do you think you got a better shot against?
You know, we talked about that just a little bit, and only briefly, Doug, because we don't like to jinx ourselves. We're ready to play either team, and, you know, they're both really good, and as soon as you think you can beat one better than the other, they're going to get you, so those are both high-quality teams, and whichever one wins, we've got to work that out for it.
From watching the post-game celebration, it seems like your team is looking at the big picture. They didn't, they seemed a little subdued after the game, like, you know, that's not their final goal. Their final goal is to bring another championship to the city of Philadelphia.
Well, you know what, they do their celebrating, and then, but when you ask them a question or they get back to reality awfully quick and say that their work's not done. So and I think this is something special for them. You know, last year obviously was, and I think the fact that, you know, no team has repeated for a while, kind of something extra incentive for them. So hopefully they keep a level head and going out and play, which I think you will.
Yeah, well, I mean, watching your team play, I mean, you got a real balanced ball club there. I mean, back in August, first week of August, you know, you listen to all the TV shows and they're saying who's going to win this and who's going to win that. And at the time, you guys were just so hot, and it just seemed so obvious that the Phillies were going to march right into October, and that seemed to happen. You know, Sam, earlier you mentioned that you haven't been in this situation for quite a while, preparing for postseason play and going to the World Series. Now, I know that you were with the Cincinnati Reds in 1990 when they won the World Championship, but what have been some of your stops along the way as a player and as a coach? Like, what's your resume?
I was signed in after a summer league after my junior year in college at George Washington out of the Shenandoah Valley League by Minnesota. I was able to play A-ball and Double-A and Triple-A with Minnesota. Got a couple of call-ups, September call-ups, once with Minnesota and then once with San Diego. And then I played a year in Japan and came back and started managing the minor leagues. And eventually got a coaching job in 87 with the Mets. I was with Triple-A in 86 and with the Major League Club at the end of the season. So from 3 years with the Mets, I had 3 years with the Cincinnati Reds, winning the playoffs twice with the Mets, won the World Series in 1990 with the Reds, went to Seattle for three, got the 95 playoff, just a great, great situation, and kept the Mariners in the city, actually. Then went to Baltimore in 96 and 97. We were in the playoffs, and from that point on, we've had a drought. I've had a drought, so this is kind of good again. It's been about 12 years or so since we've been able